With SRN News, I'm Greg Clugston in Washington. U.S. Senator Lindsey Graham charges that the Biden administration is projecting an image of weakness on the world stage, which has emboldened Iran to make billions selling oil to America's allies. On the Salem Media Group news program this week on the Hill, Graham says he's prepared to take action on Capitol Hill to stop Iran.
So I'm introducing legislation very soon with President Trump's blessing to put a tariff on any country that buys Iranian oil. The great Satan in all of this is Iran, who helps Hamas, Hezbollah, and threatens to destroy Israel. So if you buy oil from Iran, so I want to put a tariff on your products coming into the United States.
Graham says he's also introduced legislation designating Russia as a state sponsor of terrorism. His full interview will air at 10 a.m. Eastern Time Saturday on the Salem News Channel. Also at srnnews.com, the heat wave may be peaking for states in the Great Lakes region and the Northeast, but National Weather Service meteorologist Cody Ledbetter says the weather will likely get hotter over the weekend in the mid-Atlantic.
For the past several days, we've seen temperatures, you know, upper 80s to low 90s. For the most part, going back to last week, even a little warmer. But really, it's the next few days to come that look to be the hottest in the area. Starting with tomorrow, we're going to generally be in the mid-90s.
The U.S. is not alone. Extreme heat has been deadly in many countries, including Mexico and India. A federal appeals court panel has rejected longtime Donald Trump ally Steve Bannon's bid to stay out of prison while he fights his conviction for defying a subpoena from House lawmakers. Bannon is supposed to report to prison by July 1st for contempt of Congress. South Korea has summoned the Russian ambassador to protest this week's security agreement with North Korea. It says it feels threatened. This is SRN News. A Canadian hospital has sparked a controversy.
St. Joseph's Health Center in Toronto is one of the oldest Catholic institutions in the country and features a large statue of Jesus in front of the building. Now it also features a gay pride flag. The staff has raised that banner right next to the statue in honor of Pride Month, and a lot of Canadians are unhappy about it. The hospital has responded to complaints by saying, quote, "This is a place where everyone is welcomed and celebrated." Michael Harrington, SRN News.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul is considering a ban on face masks in the New York City subway system. Hochul says she has concerns about people shielding their identities while committing anti-Semitic acts, which are on the rise in the city. The policy is still being worked out, but the governor says it would contain exemptions for health, cultural, or religious reasons. The governor admits that establishing such a ban would be complicated. This is SRN News. Details on a roller coaster injury in Ohio.
Authorities believe a man who apparently entered a restricted area to retrieve his keys at an Ohio theme park was critically injured when he was struck by a steel roller coaster. Kings Island Theme Park near Cincinnati said the 38-year-old man apparently entered the restricted area on Wednesday night. Its statement said he was found on the ground with a traumatic injury. His name and further details on his condition haven't been disclosed. Police say the man dropped his keys while riding the inverted coaster called the Banshee, and that he had entered the restricted area near the ride and was struck. I'm Haya Panjwani.
Federal officials are investigating a Southwest Airlines flight that swooped low enough to trigger a low altitude alert while it was still 9 miles away from the airport in Oklahoma City. Southwest says it is in contact with the FAA. More details at srnnews.com.